Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. John Ledyard and Trevor Sikkema with you guys here on a Spectator Saturday, the second ever. Trevor, feels good answering some questions, including one that you've been looking forward to answering, or not looking forward to answering, I'm not sure which, most of the week since we hinted at it on Tuesday's podcast, I think it was. Jim McElwain related. Do you have your answer prepared?
You know, we got to confirm that somebody actually asked the question.
We will confirm that momentarily.
Not going to, you know, jump the shark on it.
I don't even think
boom!
Is that even an expression?
Boom!
I think you just made that up.
No, jump the shark is an actual expression. I didn't technically use it exactly the way it was supposed to be used, but
I'll take your word for it. All right.
Do you know what the expression is, jump the shark?
I don't know. I've never heard
that. So it's like,
I heard dump the ship.
Right, but all right. So say there's like a show that's really good, and let's say the first season was incredible, and then like the second and third and fourth seasons they just like flamed out. It's kind of like, oh, you jumped the shark. Like you were too good at the very beginning. You know
what does a shark have to do with it though?
I have no idea. You know, we'll get to that for the McElwain question.
Speaking of weird sayings that you've ever, have you ever heard the expression "don't look a gift horse in the mouth"? Have you ever heard it?
I'm
going to explain it to you. I'm going to break it down for you, okay?
So.
You've never heard it, right?
No.
Okay. Well, I had heard it before.
A gift horse?
A gift horse in the mouth. Here's the story behind it.
I think it's pronounced GIF, but...
No, this is a gift horse. Back in the day, before cars and things like that, horses were very valuable, Trevor. I don't know if you know that. And if Michael Kist is listening, he's probably proud of the historical knowledge I have here, hopefully. Because
probably
I've disappointed him a lot of times.
60 years old. He's probably not that impressed.
He's probably pretty impressed. But a gift horse, so people used to exchange, I mean, they would trade horses for things all the time. You know, that was part of the way of life. Well, if someone just gifted you a horse, the way that you could tell whether a horse was good quality or not, basically, good age, good health, things like that, was looking at its teeth. You know, so if you were trading for a horse, you would always look at its mouth. You would look at it in the teeth. But if someone just gave it to you as a gift, it's like, what's the point? You know what I mean? Like, there's no point in looking at the horse's mouth. It's a gift. Like, it's free. You know what I mean? So then they wouldn't have to judge the value of it. So my friends in college all heard me say this one time, and they're like, that's not a real expression. You made that up. Like, you're full of it or whatever. And I'm like, you can look it up. I mean, you can Google it right now, and you can find it. And of course, they didn't want to, facts, you know, no place there. So basically, we just went on. Well, it was the NFL draft, the one where Cam Newton got drafted. I can't remember what draft it was. He's getting interviewed right after he got picked. Guess what expression he uses?
The gift horse in the mouth?
Gift horse in the mouth, dude. I was, let's just say they got verbally dragged for quite a while. Because Cam Newton had my back. But yeah, have not heard that expression.
So how many gift horses would it take to get Khalil Mack?
This is actually a great question.
Horses would you trade for Khalil Mack?
He is
That's
a horse.
That's my question to the spectators on Spectator Saturday.
They don't even have the capacity to answer. Tweet at Tampa Bay Trey.
Tell me how many horses you would trade for Khalil Mack.
What kind of horses? So many different kinds. It's a difficult question to answer. I don't even know what kind of horses are valuable.
Race horses, obviously.
Probably. The question about Khalil Mack, though, is interesting because I don't think it would take two first rounders. Should. But if the Raiders really want to move him, teams will wait it out.
Draft pick value is so weird. And I guarantee that I've said this multiple times over the course of us being on this podcast together. But it just, like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Teams think they're, like, super valuable, but then all of a sudden they'll randomly
trade
them.
Once you're drafted, it's almost like a new car. You know how, like, the whole, like, oh, the second you literally pull the car out of the lot, like a new car, the value goes down? It's like, the second you get drafted, your value goes down just because, like, you're known or whatever, or like it's definitive or something. Like, come on, because somebody, I think this is Robert Klemko tweeted this. He's like, even if the Oakland Raiders got two first round picks for Khalil Mack, the chances of those two first round picks comparing to the difference that Khalil Mack makes on the field is very small.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And you're saying to me that there's no way they're going to even get two firsts.
Right.
So how does that make any sense?
It doesn't. You're right.
How does it make any sense? And yet you could go into the NFL draft and you could trade like three. Like GMs will be like, yeah, I'll give you three first round picks for this guy. What? He didn't play it down.
Right.
And Khalil Mack's not worth two first round picks?
Khalil Mack's about as safe a human being as you could possibly trade for.
How does it make any sense?
He's an elite dude. He's unbelievable in the locker room. He gets double digit sacks every single year. He's never missed a game.
What, like, what's the big negative here? Oh, I got to pay him? So yeah. What?
What else are you going to do with the money? Pay bad players? Like,
what, are you going to give Tyler Lockett $10 million a year? Jeez. I don't know why I just called out Tyler Lockett. I like
poor Tyler Lockett. But that was, Tyler Lockett was, sitting there listening to the pod. He's like, Tyler, yeah, I totally Tyler, agree with listen, that. Like, and
if
then
you
all of a sudden.
To the pod, I'm sorry, man. I'm glad you got the bag. I really am. You were just the first contract that popped into my head.
I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't understand any aspect of the Khalil Mack situation, but it's looking more likely he'll get moved. You know, now the Raiders don't want to trade. I can't even tell you the number of Raiders fans I've had in my mention saying he's not getting traded. Like, there's no way they trade him. I agree they don't want to trade him, but at this point, the regular season's about to start.
I think they want to trade him.
I think at this point, they're like, okay, now we got to
trade him.
We got to find a way to get it done. You know, I think
they don't let it. You don't let it get this far if you don't want to trade the dude.
I don't think they want to. I just think they want him to, like, break down and they come to camp. Didn't Donald did that last year, right? Or did they do something with his contract?
Yeah, but
I don't think I think last year he ended up being like, all right, I'll come to camp.
Yeah, but he never got this far. It
was pretty far with Donald. No, Donald missed week one last year. So
no, I didn't mean the holdout. I meant like them legitimately wanting to trade him.
With
like
Donald?
I think
they didn't. I don't think they wanted to.
The Raiders are actually thinking about trading Khalil Mack.
Oh yeah, I think they are now because I think they realize like he's not coming around. Like
that's good.
It. Like he's put that foot down. Period.
Good.
I mean, heck, what are you gonna like? I mean, what are you? What's he gonna do for him? You know, like contract's up. You know, I mean, either way, he's winning. He's either hitting free agency and making bank, or getting traded and making bank, or the Raiders are gonna pay up. So, you know, not really a bad situation for Khalil Mack and the outcomes of this. Obviously. He tweeted the other day at our boy Ted Wynn, and he said, I miss this, man. Derek Carr was like, I miss you.
That was crazy. I tweeted at Ted, and I was like, pretty quiet night on Twitter for you, huh? Because I just assumed that his mentions melting his phone.
I mean, I looked. I was like, man, has Khalil Mack been tweeting through it this whole time? He hadn't tweeted since, like, August 2nd. Like, he hadn't, like, the whole – I was like, replies to somebody, period, nothing.
Crazy.
So he just got on that night, saw a clip himself on 10, and was just feeling nostalgic. He was like, I miss it, man. And you know him and Derek Carr are like best friends, which is reason number 485,000 not to trade Khalil Mack, because the dude you just gave a huge contract to in the face of your franchise, like, loves him, and they're literal, like literally, they're like, they like, their families hang out all the time. Like, they're like genuinely brothers, like, and now they're going to, like, do this with the faces. I mean, it's just
crazy.
You know, it just makes no sense. All right, we should probably get some of these questions. So,
okay,
you prepared? Are you ready?
Because
you know what's about to happen.
Fire away.
Before I do, I'm going to let you stew over your answer a little bit longer. We've got a message from MyBookie, which we're very excited to have sponsoring the podcast again.
MyBookie back, baby.
Ever since we started this podcast, and people know who've been listening to us. People were asking us for advice. They always do. Usually it's what team to bet on. The truth is, we don't always know who's going to win. But if you think you know, you got to check out MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why we always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust me, guys, they're your best bet this season. They've been in the business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. Lay down some cash and win big today. I would only recommend a service to our listeners that's been good to us. That's why we're urging you, make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. LOCKEDON is the promo code. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON. LOCKEDON is the promo code to use when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. Here we go, Trevor. Chaz Turnbow, our boy, he says, Ayo, Trev, what was up with Jim McElwain looking like a leathery pizza roll on that shark? Do you think it was him?
100%. 100%. That was Jim McElwain.
Probably one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
That he looked like some other dude that I don't even remember who the other dude was that had like a, I don't know, like did nature stuff. I truly don't even remember. But they were trying to be like, no. It was just this dude. No.
I mean, that, nobody else has come forward.
That was Jim McElwain.
It looks exactly like him.
Going bear skin on bear shark. Okay. I don't know why he did it.
No. He doesn't know why he did it.
I hope he doesn't know why he did it. I just hope the drugs he was doing that day was worth it.
Amen.
That's all I got to say. But that was 100%.
Do you think he even did
Gator Great, Jim McElwain.
Gator Great. Do you think he did a good job of even like lying at the press conference?
I mean, I guess I think he did.
He just like looked awkward to me. I mean, I guess it's understandable.
I mean, he did look super awkward. And Jim McElwain is a super awkward dude anyways. If you've ever watched like any of the, which I hope that you haven't. I hope no one watched any Gator games over the last 3 years. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But they would interview, they always like interview the head coaches right before kickoff, right? It's the sideline person. They just ask him like one or two very generic questions. Mm-hmm. And they just be like, Jim, I know it was like you didn't have a couple of your defensive ends this week. What's it been like running through practice with some of the younger guys knowing that you didn't really know what the rotation was going to be going in today? Well, you know, I think it was good to get the young guys some action in practice, but you know, it's all about the game, right? I mean, like look at this weather. Yeah, I mean it's perfect weather out here, right? Couldn't ask for a better day, am I right? And then he just smiles at him. And then they're like, All right, so we're going to go back to the booth now. Dude, it was so painful.
He probably didn't even, I mean, going off the development or the lack thereof of some of the Florida players, he probably didn't even know who the younger players were, so.
Didn't I probably like did
spend any time with them.
That was him, though. That was him on the boat.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I agree completely. Joe Marino wants to know our favorite Garth Brooks song. Imagine listening to Garth Brooks. Yeah,
you probably triggered a lot of listeners right there.
I probably did.
We probably got some country music listeners.
I don't know.
Garth Brooks song?
Yes. Friends in Low Places is his song. I would probably know other songs to hear. I'm horrible with song titles. I told you this the other week.
I know a couple of Garth Brooks songs. Joe said Shameless
songs,
was one of them, and Shameless is a good Garth Brooks song. So
I've probably
I guess
heard all of them. He said Two of a Kind and Shameless. Somebody else said, too. If you say anything other than the river, I may unfollow just saying.
I don't know the river, so.
I'm
not a big country music guy. I know some country music, but not a big country music guy.
And if I am, I like some of the newer rock stuff. I mean, I would never like choose to listen to any of it, but if it's on, I can deal with some of the newer, the more rock sound and stuff. But
that's not even country, though,
twangy,
man.
Yeah, twangy country. I just can't. Ed Oliver and Nick Bosa have a literal cage fight to determine who goes number one overall. Who wins?
Who? Wait, what are they? Who?
Ed Oliver and Nick Cage. No, Nick Bosa have a literal.
Nick Cage. Ed Oliver and Nick Cage. I'm going to tweet at Nick Cage right now and say, hey, who would win in a fight, you or Ed Oliver? See if he responds. See if we can get him on the pod and he can talk about it.
Oliver and Bosa, cage fight. Who goes number one overall?
Man.
Who wins? Bosa wins.
I think Bosa wins. Yeah, I think Bosa wins.
How odd is that? We're talking about a DN that I know they're like the same, but Bosa's just so much long. He just looks so much bigger than Ed Oliver to me.
But Oliver's got that motor, you know?
Oh, so does Bosa, though. I don't know. I think it's Bosa, but I think definitely in for a little battle for sure. If the Draft Network staff had an actual combine, who would win in each test/drill? Wow.
All right, let's run through some drills.
We start with the 40. Who would win?
I mean, I hope.
And then they asked who would come in last.
Oh, wow.
You would win the 40. Eh? Yeah. You're definitely faster than me and Kyle and Joe. I haven't seen Joe run, but probably Joe. Ben ran. I think Ben ran some track. Brad might be faster than you.
Brad's probably faster than me. You're right.
I don't know. I've never seen Brad run, actually. I know he played football, so hope he has a little bit of wheels, but he played in college, so.
I feel like it'd be decently close between Brad and I, but yeah, I think Brad would.
Yeah. Connor, don't forget about Connor. Now, I don't know if Connor can
run. Forget him.
Yeah, I don't know if he can run or not. He's like a power lift now.
Once you get into the power lift. I see him posting workout videos on Instagram, though. Yeah. I see him flexing on Instagram. So.
Oh, yeah, like the bench. I mean, I don't know, man. That'd be close.
You would win bench.
I think so, but I haven't asked him. I don't know what he benches.
You bench more than Connor.
Problem.
What did you say your max was like 2 weeks ago?
375.
375?
Connor's pretty stacked.
There's no way Connor's benching 375.
But it's about who would bench 225 the most amount of times.
Yeah, but you probably warm up with 225.
I do.
How many reps do you do to warm up for 225?
15 to warm up.
And like when you get to 15, is it still easy?
Not easy, but it's not. I'm not maxed out.
There's no way anybody benches more than you. No way.
I'm going to have to ask him because I'm curious.
What does Kyle bench? Kyle's strong,
yeah. Kyle, he probably benches a good bit. I don't know if he would get 225 that many times, but it would be good. It would be good. It'd be competitive. The three cone, I would lose that probably. I would be last. Oh, who would be last in the 40 and in the bench?
Ben would be last in the bench.
Sorry, Ben. 40, might be me. Well, are we counting JC and Carter in this?
Yeah, I guess we
I've
need
never
to.
Seen them do anything.
Oh, JC might outbench you.
Yeah, he does have pretty short arms.
Yeah, JC can bench.
I wonder how many times he could put up 225. Now, good form is important here. I say that because I have long arms. And a lot of people with long arms bounce it off their chest.
It just blew out everybody's eardrums.
Listen, passionate about this issue. It's very important.
So you can't bounce it.
No, here's the story. Did you see Mark Schlereth the other day? So you know Mark Schlereth's stick,
no.
Right? No, I mean like on social media, dude.
Okay, no.
You know how he's super sensitive? Like every Schlereth? Time somebody, yeah. So some troll gets on Twitter. I don't know if you've
I
ever
know he makes.
Him.
I know he makes famous chili, but that's about it.
Well, yeah, he does do that too. But it's probably doesn't look good. But anytime anybody says anything to him on Twitter, he's known for it. I guess you weren't aware, but he's known for like overreact. Like somebody said, he posted a picture of his family, and some like egg account said his wife was hot or something like that. And like he was like, I'll meet you anywhere, or something like that.
What?
Dude, it's not that big a deal. Like, right. It's some egg, Abby. Like, leave it alone. But anyway, he's super sensitive. So he said he benched something compared to like what someone else benched. I forget what he was talking about. And somebody was like, no way you could do, you were, your form probably sucked. You know, way you were doing that. And he's like, you don't think I could do 335 or something like that. And the person was like, nah, no way. And so like the next day he went to the gym and he like posted a video of himself doing 335 and the form was terrible. Terrible. He was not going up even close all the way.
Yikes.
And then he was just like stood up after he's done. He was like, you didn't think I could do that? And like flexed on him and then like turned it off. I was like, this guy is petty.
Improper form.
It's important.
Schlereth. You
hate
to see it.
As for the three cone, I mean, I would be pretty low probably. I don't know
That's
if Kyle would
probably
be super
Brad.
High. Brad might be good. Joe probably wouldn't be great. Yeah. Probably you or Brad for most of those
like athlete ones,
yeah,
like a
short
fast
area
athlete
movement.
Ones.
Yeah. Shuttle and the three cone. Now the jumps would be interesting. The jumps would be very interesting.
I can't jump, so.
I used to be able to. I'm okay now, but I don't practice or do anything that involves jumping anymore. So
Connor can jump.
Connor can?
He'd
probably
win.
Connor or Brad would probably win that one.
Yeah.
What else is there? Wunderlich? Not me, man. Tried to take it before. I'm not good at that kind of stuff.
I'm going Joe or Ben.
Yeah. I mean, I think probably Ben since he deferred MIT. Just gonna go out on the limb.
He's on to better things, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Draft Network.
Draft Network.
If you could select five O-linemen from the 2019 NFL Draft and put them in front of Josh Rosen for the Cardinals, who would you select at left tackle, left guard, center, right guard, and right tackle? Jonah Williams.
Mm-hmm. Dalton Reisner and Jonah Williams are easy for the tackles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's easy, yeah, yeah. Give me
Tyler Biotish. In the middle.
Biotish, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Owen Reese told me his name's, I think, Biotish. I think I'm saying it right. Probably still saying it wrong, but left guard would be... Left guard would be... I want to go with Garrett Brumfield from LSU.
Okay.
In right guard...
I'll say Lester Cotton.
I almost want to put Risner at right guard and put
that
Edwards
at right
tackle.
That would be the best
five. Edwards or
for
Adams.
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that. Edwards or Adams at right tackle.
I'd put Adams. Yeah. I'd put Adams at right tackle.
Yeah, okay. That's what I would do. I'm down with it. Serious question for both of you. What do you think would be the least embarrassing explanation for that picture? I think we're talking about Jim McElwain again.
Mm-hmm. What's the least embarrassing?
Yeah. There's nothing.
I mean, he came up with the least embarrassing thing because he said it wasn't him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But like...
Like you said, it was another dude.
I think he's saying, like, what if it was confirmed him? Like, and he had to explain why he was in that situation. I mean... Here's your scenario. He's flying in a hot air balloon with his wife. No big deal. They start losing altitude, okay?
Okay.
They have to take off their clothes
to keep the
hot air balloon up, okay?
Yeah.
To keep the weight down. So they're bailing things out. Then clothes come off. You just all the weight you can get out of there, out of the basket.
Sure.
You're getting out of the basket. Not enough. They're still plummeting towards the earth. Heroically, to save himself, he jumps from the hot air balloon at what he thinks is to his death. Or could be, at least, aiming for the water. Instead, he lands butt naked on a dead shark on a boat. Saves his wife, is a hero no one knows, but gets caught humping a shark. Then has to make up some wild story.
That was it. That was it.
That's the real story.
That is
Jim
the
McElwain.
Real story. That is actually 100% probably the least embarrassing way that he could have possibly explained
right?
that.
I mean, if that ended
that
up coming
good,
out.
Man. That was good. You should be his PR guy.
Listen, if he wants to give me a ring, the DMs are open, Jim McElwain. I don't know what you'll send me, but.
Give me a ring in Florida, I'll tell you that.
The fight match between Logan Paul and KSI took place this weekend. You're going to have to answer this. So in honor of that insult to a boxing match, what random famous person do you want to call out and punch in the ring? For me, it's Elvis Duran because his radio show is the worst thing since unsliced bread. There's a whole lot I didn't understand in that question.
Who would you fight? If you could
I got that part.
Anybody.
That's the only part I got. Random famous person just to actually punch. Like, people think because I'm like kind of an aggressive person and like I don't check my tone a lot of the time that like I'd also be like have like a temper, but I actually don't really have much of a temper. And to like physically like to hurt somebody, man, like I don't, it would have to be bad. Like, man, it'd have to be like Greg Hardy. Oh man, like for sure. Yeah,
Greg Hardy would kill you, dude.
He could try.
Greg Hardy would kill. What do you mean he could try? Greg Hardy would kill you, brother. I'd be doing this podcast solo after that fight.
See, well, it doesn't say I can't die. It just says who would you want to call out and punch in the ring. It didn't say there would be consequences.
Greg Hardy?
He would be one, yeah. It doesn't say there's going to be consequences. It just says who would you want to punch in the ring.
You're getting in the ring with Greg Hardy.
Yeah, but I get to punch him.
That's a consequence.
That's all it says. It doesn't say who would you want to get in the ring for a fight with. It says who you want to get in and just punch.
What are you going to do? What are you going to sit down and talk? What are you going to play Go Fish with Greg Hardy?
The question didn't provide any other explanation. That's all that they asked. I'm just saying, I'd like to sock him in his mouth. I think a lot of people would. He's far from the only one. Like to sock you in your mouth.
You know? Mine might be Logan Paul, so I mean,
there you go.
This might be really easy for me, because yeah, I think that dude's a joke.
Yeah, yeah. Everything I've heard, I'm not as familiar.
Maybe I could go tag team against him and his brother.
I don't even know his he's a brother too.
Oh, his brother's probably worse.
Okay, I know he was famous from Vine. I saw a bunch of his videos back when Vine was out. I didn't even know his name or anything until the stuff came out about him recently, and he got kind of exposed as being a complete idiot, I guess. I'm not really as up to it as other people probably are on whatever happened there. But, I mean, I would, for sure, people who suck, definitely, we can get in the ring with them and beat them up.
Greg Hardy, man. Jeez.
It's just saying, who you wouldn't want to punch Greg Hardy in the face?
I mean, you know. Sure, but out here.
That's all. That's the only question. I might get pounded after that. It'd be worth it. I'd be okay with that.
Would it? All right. Next question.
It would be. Could the entirety of the Wisconsin O-line come out next year and they will all be drafted before the fourth round? No.
No, because Bo is not going to get drafted before the fourth round.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if Dieter is either. I don't, yeah. It's, well, there's just, has that ever even happened? Plus, there's a fifth guy on the offensive line that we're not even.
Maybe Nebraska's 95, 96 team.
I don't even remember. I have to look. But that, you know, just the sheer unlikeliness of it, statistically, logically, you know, based on past history, plus then on tape, I don't know that anybody will be valued that high. It's very possible none of them even go in the first round, to be honest.
Wow.
I think that's possible, don't you?
I'm just kidding. I'm just pushing buttons at this point.
Which quarterback in this upcoming draft class has the best chance, in your opinion, of seeing his stock rise significantly this season?
His sock?
I said stock, didn't I?
Oh, on my end, you said sock. And so I was wondering who had the best sock game. And if I had to think of the quarterback who would have the best sock game, it would probably be DeAndre Francois. So,
or didn't DTR from UCLA, who's only a true freshman, didn't JC send us a picture of
him
the other day?
Yeah, but he's not draft eligible.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He rocks the one high sock, one half high sock, and it's beautiful. Can't wait till Chip Kelly stops being a coward and actually starts the best quarterback on his roster.
That will be a good day for sure. The more we see of him, the less we see of Wilton Spate.
What was the actual question?
Which quarterback has the best chance at seeing their stock rise significantly this season? Could be a guy who's already getting hype or a relative unknown. To me, it's Drew Locke, I think. That offense, the fact they're going to run from pro-style concepts, the fact that they're going to definitely be reliant on him as a quarterback to win them games, everything's kind of in place for him to show that, to take that next step. And if he does it, I think he's going to be a top 10 pick.
I would agree.
Who's your favorite prospect matchup for the opening weekend of games? Ooh, that's tough. Favorite prospect matchup.
Who's LSU playing?
LSU is playing Miami, right?
Oh, so we get Amon versus Grady?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, that's easy.
Now, this is interesting. Didn't Amon usually play it on the left side, and Grady played on the left side of the defense?
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see if they match up. That would be the best one, probably, yeah. I'm trying to think.
Who's Alabama play? Oh, Alabama plays Louisville.
I forget. I can't say the tackle's name for Virginia Tech, but he plays Brian Burns. That'll be a good one.
It's like Ninja something?
Yeah, something like that. Honestly, it is something like that. Last question. Do you think that Khalil Mack might be pissed that the Raiders fired Del Rio and hired Gruden in his place? He's pissed now.
Yeah, he's certainly pissed now.
McKenzie probably would have paid him. He's pissed that Gruden probably has as much power as he does.
Yeah.
Again, he's pissed, but like, dude's getting paid. No matter
weird
what
dynamic,
happens.
Huh?
Bizarre dynamic.
Really weird dynamic.
$100 million dynamic.
You know, obviously the situation's playing out the way that it is, and it's kind of hard to see. It's really easy for people to be like, oh man, Gruden doing that. I really do wonder how much power Gruden has there, because I think the potential is behind the scenes he could have a lot, obviously, because of the contract he signed, how much money he's getting. But, you know, it's easy for us to be like, wow, Gruden doesn't want to pay him, or Gruden doesn't like, he's not going to budge on players holding out. I don't even know how much it is of him. Maybe I don't even know how much Mac is asking for. Maybe Mac is truly asking for like an insane amount of money. I don't know.
How much though? Like Donald just got $87 million guaranteed. $87 million guaranteed out of 135. What percentage is that? That's insane.
A lot. But like Le'Veon Bell wanted to get what? 21, 22 a year?
I think
I think it was
less than that.
He wanted to get paid as a top five weapon, right?
As a wide receiver. As a top five wide receiver.
Sure. Okay. So like Odell got 19. Le'Veon was probably asking for like 18, 19, right?
17 and a half, 18, I think, was what I was.
So like, but still, like for the position, it's insane.
Yeah. For sure.
So like that's why it's like the Steelers were never gonna give Le'Veon that much money. So like
of it wasn't gonna be guaranteed.
I have no idea if Mac is just asking for a crap ton of money because this Aaron Donald deal doesn't make it any easier for the Raiders, right?
No, it doesn't. For sure.
So I don't know. I really don't know. So that's just kind of like me talking out loud with the Gruden thing. I don't even know how much control Gruden.
Oh, he has control, but I will say
this significant situation here is what I'm saying.
They are a little bit in a pickle financially. So it, like we always say, there's always a way around the cap to keep the ones you really want. But yeah, it's hard. I mean, to give two guys 20 million plus on your roster is very difficult. So finding a way to make it work for both of them, that would be key. But good organizations get that done. That's all I'm saying. This is Spectator Saturday. Thanks so much for tuning in, taking a little bit of time out of your morning. Enjoy all the college football action to this afternoon and tonight. Will be very fun. We're very much looking forward to it, and we'll have our thoughts on the games. Cuts, some of the guys, some of the NFL players that are going to get cut.
Yeah.
The guys that we liked or didn't like and told people they're going to get cut. Watch out. Braxton Miller just got cut. He's one that I'd said that about. And we'll have all that thoughts on all that and more on Monday and another great week on Locked On NFL Draft. Until then, keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.